Virtual Selling Playbook for Sales Teams. Authored by Doug Dvorak, founder and managing principal of the Sales Coaching Institute. 1. The New Reality of Virtual Sales for Teams. In 2020, the world of online sales suddenly changed in an extremely dramatic way. At first, many sales executives and leaders were at a loss as to how to attempt to manage sales teams that were suddenly working from home. However, as 2020 rolled into 2021 and beyond, the virtual sales market proved to be a positive experience for many sales teams. The key factor separating top virtual sales teams from those struggling is a structured approach to the process. Simply attempting to use the same strategies that work well for in-person selling is not effective. Teams must learn different approaches to working with decision makers online, as it is much easier to simply click a button and leave a virtual meeting than stand up and leave an in-person sales meeting. There are essential elements to any virtual sales presentation. Knowing these elements and building on them through team training, rehearsals, role-playing, sales meeting evaluation, and coaching allows the team to create a synergy in managing online sales presentations. These presentations engage the decision makers, generate interaction during the meeting, and open up the opportunity for follow-up and ongoing interaction between the sales team and the customer. This white paper will highlight the key elements that any effective sales team uses in reaching and impacting decision makers at any level. With virtual meetings, there are more factors and issues to consider, which means more preparation, but also the ability to attract a much wider target audience. It is also important to consider the team structure for the meeting, including who should attend, what role they will play during the meeting, and how each team member will interact with the attendees both at the presentation as well as during the follow-up. While most sales meetings are completed using platforms like Zoom or Microsoft Teams, there are numerous other options available. WebEx, GoToMeeting, Skype, Google, and Slack are all potential platforms to consider. Ideally, choose a platform that is used by customers and decision makers to avoid the challenge of having to introduce your customer to new technology during the event. The next sections outline the essential considerations in creating an effective, high-performing virtual sales presentation. Keep in mind, the presentation will be targeted to the specific decision makers in attendance, and team roles and responsibilities during the meeting often change based on who is in the virtual meeting. 2. Preparation is crucial. Online sales meetings require just as much, if not more, preparation than traditional in-person sales meetings. In 2022, decision makers in any organization expect a smooth, practiced, and seamless presentation. Failing to prepare and having the sales team fumble to get the video on the screen, fail to unmute their microphones, talk over each other, or provide contradictory or confusing information in the meeting creates an extremely negative first impression. To prepare for a virtual meeting, spend time doing the research on the customers attending. This is important to be able to anticipate questions and concerns from the attendees, as well as to ensure the correct stories and scenarios are used in the meeting to resonate with their challenges and needs. Videos should be well designed and offer a clear message. The focus should be on presenting the specific information that is relevant to your products, services, and solutions. While the video is important, planning the introduction of the video, framing the problem the product or service solves, and generating feedback from those in attendance is equally critical. Know the technology. Sales teams should have training on how to use a specific platform or the multiple platforms they may use with their clients. This training is often free from the platform itself and may be delivered in tutorial videos or webinars. Each sales team member should have the skills needed to step in and take over the meeting if there is an issue with the technology. This ability for team members to step in and continue with the presentation adds to the level of professionalism and reliability experienced by the prospects and customers participating in the virtual meeting. It is also essential for the sales representatives to provide support if the customers are experiencing a problem. If possible, ask the customers for their preferred choice of platforms. This not only shows consideration for the customer, but it also helps to prevent frustration or interest in a new platform from distracting from your presentation. Most top sales teams send information on the platform to the client in advance of the meeting. This email or invitation can also include alternate contact information in the event the client cannot gain access to the platform or otherwise experiences some type of connectivity or technology problem. 3. Creating the content. The content flow of a virtual meeting is critical. Most people have sat in a virtual meeting that has no focus, which leads people in the room to engage in other activities. This is true during virtual team meetings, and it is also true for buyers attending sales presentations. In a study by Zippa asking what professionals are doing during Zoom meetings, the results are revealing. These stats were collected for internal meetings, but the categories of distraction are universal to anyone on a Zoom presentation. Zoom meeting distractions, percentage reporting. See graph below, making sure the content is engaging and includes a range of presentation options, including video, graphics, and time for discussions and interactions, is helpful in preventing multitasking during the presentation. Sharing your screen, using the whiteboard, or even having short, pre-recorded aspects of your presentation are all ways to engage those in attendance. Keep in mind, there are some stats on simply using videos. The most effective standalone business videos are less than 2 minutes in length. Short videos of less than 15 seconds are those that are most likely to be shared on social media. And the first videos promoting your products and services to new clients and customers should be less than 60 seconds, according to research compiled by Vidyard. Combining these shorter videos with graphics, discussion, questions and answer time, or specific questions posed to attendees are all effective at increasing engagement and getting the message across using a variety of different modes. Practice, practice, practice. Thinking of a virtual sales presentation as a structured activity rather than a free-flowing meeting is beneficial for any sales team. There should be a leader or lead facilitator for the event, and he or she will manage the meeting and move through the agenda with the decision makers. Practicing the slide deck, when and how to use the technology, and when to create space for conversation, discussions, or question and answer sessions throughout the presentation is important. Each team member should know their role and responsibilities during the event. It is helpful if one team member is watching body language and reactions of the decision makers on the call. This information can be provided to the lead sales representative to help maximize the interest levels and respond to what is happening in the room. One team member can provide technical support, managing the screens and ensuring the correct graphics, video clips, or pre-recorded sections of the presentations to start on cue. The virtual meeting should always focus on the story or the problem the product or service solves or resolves for the customer. It is that ability to highlight that solution or big idea you are offering that will generate the interest of those in the meeting. In a virtual meeting, using the technology at hand is a simple way to highlight both the problem for the customer or the industry as well as the solution or big idea you are offering. Practicing and ensuring the presentation focuses on and highlights these issues in a relatable and real-world way to the buyers in the room. Rehearsing and planning for making introductions, starting conversation if a prompt fails to generate a response, and how much time to allow for each section of the presentation builds confidence and comfort. Sales teams experienced in virtual presentations may only require a single rehearsal. In contrast, new presentations may take a few hours to time, coordinate, and correct to highlight the essential factors. Depending on the specific format, providing information to the buyers ahead of the meeting can be a way to build to the actual meeting. Short video clips embedded in the invitation emails can provide brief information, answer questions, or create a level of knowledge, likability, and trust for potential buyers. Finally, the rehearsal needs to include a clear message of the call to action after the meeting. There is no way to shake hands and talk to everyone, but you can direct them to watch for your email. connect with you on social media, or otherwise engage and interact with the sales team and the company. 4. Showing up. Even with a stellar presentation, how the team shows up to the meeting is also a part of the impression the decision makers have of the company. It is important to show up on a virtual sales meeting as if it were an in-person meeting in the C-suite offices of the customer. When working remotely, all team members should, whenever possible, have a professional-looking background. While there may be a time and a place to use a funny or themed background, it is not a good impression for an initial sales meeting with new potential customers. Zoom, Teams, and other video conferencing tools offer several stock backgrounds, and you can use a JPEG or PNG file of the prospect or client's company logo for a more professional and engaging first virtual impression. This eliminates the distracting and often annoying distortion of the head of the speaker or individual as they move while on camera. Zoom also offers a blur feature, which is a good option for those traveling or working from home. This blurs the background so specific objects are not identifiable, making it possible to meet from any room or location. Check your lighting before the meeting starts. If you are near a window, make sure you are facing the window and avoid having the window behind your head. The light source should be in front of the screen to avoid your face disappearing into the dark. Adjust the camera height and angle to allow you to look directly into the lens. This is crucial to provide the appearance of looking directly at your audience. If the camera is too high or low, the speaker appears to be looking up or down, which creates a disconnect for the others in the meeting. Ideally, the team should meet several minutes in advance to review roles, check lighting, check microphones, and provide feedback to each other before allowing the customer or customers into the room. Everyone should be present and on camera to greet the customer, just as you would during an in-person meeting. While the meeting is happening, the sales team needs to be focused on the attendees. Sales reps should not be looking away from the screen, going on and off camera, talking on the phone, or texting. This is not only distracting, but it sets the tone and encourages this behavior in the very people you want to focus on during the virtual presentation. 5. The importance of follow-up. One of the overlooked benefits of virtual sales meetings is the ability to record the meeting and use short clips to follow up in emails to potential clients or your current customer base. These short video clips can include answers to questions from the buyers in attendance, highlight a specific point, feature, or solution, or provide more details on your products and services. Demo videos embedded in follow-up emails or contact through social media platforms may also be effective based on the specific focus of the meeting. Regardless of the use of video, follow-up after a virtual sales meeting to a single buyer or a group of buyers is still an essential component of building a relationship. Many companies now use CRM tools that generate these emails, ensuring all in attendance are in contact with the sales representative after the event. Many sales teams use a variety of touchpoints with potential customers after a virtual sales meeting. This could include connecting on social media, particularly on LinkedIn or industry-specific platforms, the emails or video emails mentioned above, as well as sending a personalized card or invitation to another presentation or virtual event. It is also possible to invite key decision makers to in-person events or schedule a one-on-one virtual meeting or individual phone conversation. Following up after any meeting will continue to be a key factor in increasing sales for any team. The more consistent and personalized the follow-up is for the decision maker, the more likely this potential buyer will become a customer.